Now, Indestructible Latin America is a new podcast with friend of the show and political analyst, I should say, Dr. Rodrigo Acuna via Alborada.net, that presents monthly discussions with some of the most interesting voices working on, in, around, and from Latin America. Now, Latin America does not receive a lot of serious coverage in Australia, possibly even kind of the English-speaking mainstream media. When it does, we hear brief mentions of some, some of the darker sides of what comes out, whether it be like the drug trade or travesties or this, that, and the like. So I guess what's considered controversial. So joining us now is Dr. Rodrigo Acuna to discuss this podcast and Latin America's relationship with the mainstream media. Rod, how's it going?
Not too bad. Thank you for having me on.
No, it's my pleasure. So I guess first off, why now? What's going on in Latin America and why will it appeal to an audience outside of the region, specifically kind of a listener in Australia?
Well, Alborada and I in the UK and myself here in Sydney, we've decided to team up. We have both been working on Latin America for many years. And one of the things which absolutely infuriates us is the superficiality in which the region is covered. Now, certainly there are stories that are covered in the mainstream media, which we think do receive fair and accurate representation. But we also think that a lot of stories are not being reported accurately, and they are of global significance. Say, for example, the drug trade. Everyone, sees shows on the drug trade. The drug trade's always popping up in the mainstream media when some large gangster or a drug dealer has been arrested in the United States. But few people know or are aware of the major money laundering which takes place in places like the United States or in Europe. Yeah. And how when banks have been discovered to have been working, major banks have been discovered to have been working with the drug trade, they often receive fines and judicial sort of proceedings and consequences, which are absolutely laughable. So that's just one example. I can give you many, many others, which we think that there needs to be that scenario needs to be rectified, because these actions specifically, for example, back to the drug trade, they are having effects on people all over the world. So they have effects on people within the developed world, which consume the drugs and become drug addicts. There are law enforcement issues, all of the issues around that. And then, of course, the people in Latin America, the people that are producing, the people that are being killed, all sorts of massive, huge social problems based on that trade. But again, what we often receive in the mainstream media are very superficial, is a very superficial understanding of a much more complex issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I suppose even another example of that is, and we spoke to you last year about it, that Venezuelan coup, which of course had involvement from the US and this, that, and the like, and it received limited press, at least here in Australia. I saw a couple of things on the ABC, but that was more or less it. So obviously it needs to a larger profile of sorts, considering that it does affect global kind of relations or just the globe as a general rule, and they are people in South America, so it's as newsworthy as anywhere else in the world. So what are we touching on in the podcast as a general rule? Is it current news? Is it things that, I don't know, have had significance historically, or what can we expect?
We're doing both current and we're doing historical issues. So for the first episode, I interviewed a gentleman that was given unprecedented access by the Cuban state and the Castro family to Fidel Castro's personal archives in Cuba, and he traveled there and made a documentary, a very interesting documentary looking at that leader's life. And we also did an episode on the current situation in Colombia, where hundreds of trade union leaders, social leaders, and former guerrillas have been assassinated lately. And that's placing the peace agreement, the 2016 peace agreement between the FARC rebels and the Colombian state, in serious turmoil. That's a situation where the peace agreement may completely break down and we could see a return to war. So we're trying to cover issues, again, historical and contemporary. And we have a very interesting lineup of guests. And people will be surprised. I think people will, so far the feedback has been fantastic. So I do hope that, you know, we can get some more traffic and people can basically become aware of what a fascinating region Latin America is and how it is connected to other parts of the world. And often, as I said, not in a way which the mainstream media is accurately representing.
Yeah, of course. Could you make the argument, I suppose, that maybe expats from South America that are living in Australia now could check it out to keep up to date with what's going on? I know my downstairs neighbour is Brazilian, and she said, especially with COVID and such, I don't know about kind of South America in general, but it's pretty dire straits in Brazil, and she's finding it hard to keep up to date. So is that something that, like I said, an expat might be able to get involved with?
Certainly. If they just have a look at Alvorada in the UK, alvorada.net, there's always fresh media articles on what's happening in Latin America, both in English and in Spanish. And I actually hosted an online conference roughly a few months ago on COVID and the situation in Latin America, the impact of COVID on Latin America. So if you want to get update information on Latin America, again, in English and in Spanish, visit alvorada.net.
Sure thing. I suppose even acutely, like COVID related, we see what's happening in the UK. We're hearing US, at least in Australian media. So it's crazy to think that there's so much going on in South America that we just don't hear about. So if people do want to go and check out the podcast, is it just alvorada.net or can they find it on their good apps or this, that and the like?
The podcast is now on most podcasting apps. So it's on Spotify, it's on YouTube, you'll find it in a lot of places. Just type in Indestructible Latin America with Rodrigo Acuña and / Alvorada and you will find it online. Plenty of links.
Great. Is it Acuña, sorry, or how do I pronounce your surname? I must have mispronounced it a couple of times now.
No, that's fine. Acuña.
All right, I'll do my best. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
Cheers. All the best. So that was Dr. Rodrigo Acuña. I hope I've done that right. Talking about his new podcast, Indestructible Latin America, which is available, like you just heard, over a couple of those podcast apps and at alvorada.net. And if you're just interested in, I guess, current affairs, politics, this, that, and the like from South America, head to alvorada.net. I have a couple of times. It's very, very interesting stuff. So go and check it out for yourself.